In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we have one of the best definitions of salvation in the Scriptures. Did you hear it? It was in the second Gospel, the one that is appointed for bishops, and therefore it is read for St. Gregory Palamas, whom we commemorate this day. And it is from the Gospel of John, where Jesus is speaking of being the Good Shepherd. And he calls himself a door. And he says, if any man go enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. This is a perfect definition of salvation. Because salvation is freedom. True freedom. And this freedom is shown by the ability to go in and out. True freedom. This is what we should be striving for. Not the freedom that the world speaks of, because that is actually slavery. Freedom to do what you want means that you will do things that you don't want to do. And you won't be able to stop doing them. That's what sin does. When we indulge in sin, it becomes our taskmaster, and we are unable to stop sinning. That's not freedom. Freedom is the ability to choose, the ability to go in and out and find pasture. Now, pasture, of course, for a cow or for deer or for horses, is their food, or for lambs. It is their food. So pasture here shows, is designating all good things. Everything we do in this life should be so that we become free. And I hope very much as your pastor that you see in your life the ways in which you are not free. It has nothing to do about politics or about a difficulty in your job or anything else. Not that type of freedom. I'm talking about the freedom of your soul. That when you encounter something, your soul is warm. And it is bright. And there's no darkness that passes over it, no matter what happens. If someone slanders you, you're still free. If someone does something to harm you, your soul would still be free. This is what we should be striving for. And this is what the Lord is speaking of here, this freedom. He speaks of freedom quite often, actually. It is interesting to see how little freedom is understood. Supposedly, we're the land of the free. I don't see many people that are free in this land. Oh, free in a political sense, of course, absolutely. There's no doubt that there is that type of freedom, but that's not the type of freedom that Jesus Christ speaks of. He speaks of the freedom to go in and out and to find pasture. That is, to always have satisfaction, to always have God within us, to always have that brightness and that warmth that is in us that nothing can take away. This is the freedom that he speaks of. And this is what we are pursuing. You should pursue it like a hunter would pursue a deer. You should pursue it with great zeal and effort. That's why we fast. That's why we prostrate. That's why we pray and come to services. That's why we struggle to humble ourselves when someone is doing something that we don't like. That's why we struggle to keep our mouth shut when there's a thought in it that shouldn't get out. And we know it shouldn't get out. And it's pushing against us to get out. That's why we struggle against it. Because we must have freedom if we are to have Christ. Because Christ is freedom. And he is the good shepherd that will lead us to freedom. Now, how do we find this freedom? Well, let us follow the shepherd. He says that He knows His sheep, and He's known of His sheep. His sheep know Him. Just before this reading, He says, they follow Me because they know My voice. How can we know the voice of Christ? It's quite easy, really. The Lord said His yoke is easy and His burden is light. So it is easy. Follow Him. That's all. Follow Him. He gave an example of how to live. That's why He preached for 3 years. And then He fulfilled this example. And He showed that He is reliable. Just as in the first gospel read, He said, which is easier to say, son, thy sins be forgiven, or arise, take up thy bed and walk? Well, it's quite easy to say thy sins be forgiven, because that's not something visible. But if you say, take up your bed and walk, and the person can't get up, then you're shown to be a charlatan. The Lord has shown many times over that He is reliable. That He can not only say, son, thy sins be forgiven, but He can also say, get up and walk, and give us the ability to walk. He won't do the walking for us, though. He commanded the paralytic to get up and walk. And if the paralytic had only stood up and not walked, he would not have been healed. But he followed the Lord's directions. And so must we. If we are to have this freedom that the Lord speaks of, the ability to go in and out and to always find pasture, we must follow Him. We must take up our bed and walk. We must recognize that there is something lacking in ourselves that only Christ can give. Now, we say this with our lips, but we have to believe it completely and firmly with our heart. It has to be in every breath we take, noticing what our lack is, how feeble we are, how easily we are inclined to sin, how easily we are enslaved and not free. But the Lord has called us to freedom. So let's follow Him in every way we can. Follow Him by reading the Scriptures. You should be reading them a lot, especially during Great Lent. And even if you read the Old Testament, which I recommend as the church is reading now, every page is about Christ. Every single one. And then read the New Testament, especially the Gospels, and read them with expectation. And read them with personalization. When we speak of the paralytic, that's you. That's me. Paralyzed by our sins. When it speaks of Him being born of four, that is the church helping us. Without companions to help us, we are lost. Because we just don't know enough and we're not strong enough. When He says, son, thy sins be forgiven thee, that is what He says to us when we repent. And when He says, take up thy bed and walk, that is our marching orders. That is for us to follow the commandments, to struggle to be good, to not let anything profane pass our lips. And when we master that, to learn to have nothing profane even in our thoughts. It all applies to us. Everything in the Gospels. Everything in all of the Scripture. And it's all so that we become free. May God grant you the self-knowledge to know where you are not free. And the zeal to pursue Him so that you would be able to go in and out and find pasture. Amen.